good morning. Is it Ms. Rodriguez?
Correct.
Yes, good morning.
May I please support? My name is Hazel Rodriguez. I'm an attorney with Legal Aid of Nebraska, and we represent the appellant in this action, the mother of the six children. This case comes in front of the court on an appeal of a visitation order that improperly delegates the court's authority. The issue of visitation was fully litigated at a hearing that was held on January 29, 2013, and an order was issued on February 11, 2013, in which the court found that visitation shall be allowed. The facts at the time of the hearing were that the appellant was fully employed. The appellant had secured a housing voucher and was looking for an apartment. The appellant was participating in counseling with Dr. Radburn and was showing an interest in making progress in the case. Granted, she had not fully participated in all of the drug and alcohol testing, but she had done several of them. In the month of January, she had done five, one of them just the day before the hearing was held, all of which were negative, and the issue here was marijuana. This case had been originally adjudicated as a situation dangerous case for a domestic violence incident in which the appellant was the victim, as well as concerns regarding substance use, particularly marijuana.
Would, counsel, would this suspended vacation, would that be a permanent order such that the mother would never have any rights to visit the kids subsequently?
Well, when we came to the hearing in January, the court had held a hearing back in October, where the court had temporarily, those were the exact words in the order, the court had temporarily suspended appellant's visitation order. Then we had another hearing in December in which the court, without any reasoning, basically overruled our motion to reinstate visitation.
Would the first order, the temporary order, have been appealable?